Blog Talk Radio.
And the nominees are
I don't fuck with the flowers on 808. Bad bitch, double T's up on a rack. 808, she drops low and she throw it back. I wake up in the morning and I take a dab. I don't fuck with the flowers on 808. I wake up in the morning and I take a dab. I don't fuck with the flowers on little wax. I wake up in the morning and I take a dab. Shatter got me turned up like a switch. And flowers something you give to a bitch. Say you bitch bad, mine better than shit. If you want that, boy, go on whip you a brick. And if it don't shatter, then this shit don't matter. You're saying your bitch bad, but my bitch batter. I just back purge my shit and you whip yours like batter. I fall up in they spot and they fall down the ladder. I got gloves on the nail. Shit is divine. Call up in your bitch, then she hits the recline. I be taking dabs, got me so high. Eating me so soup, bitch, look in my eyes. I just got a vac pump in the oven. I be with your main bitch and the cousins. Say you got that, you ain't got nothing. I just got a slab the size of the McMuffin.
I don't fuck with the flowers on little wax. Bad bitch, double T's up on rack.
Oh my god, holy shit. What up, y'all? Good afternoon. Happy... No, ain't no damn holiday. Today's... No.
It's no. Monday.
It's just a regular Monday, and we ain't here slapping with Dab Marino and Bobby B. Blunt. What is happening? That jam right there was one of the sickest jams I've ever heard in my life. That's no lie. Not only am I trying to promote, but I'm trying to promote. What's up? That was No Flowers by Dab Marino. Bobby, were you on that track?
No,
okay.
We're about to collab, though. We good.
Yep. Okay, for sure. Right on. Yeah, so we're kicking it live. Today's February 2nd, 2015. I'm your host, D-Rail, D-Reed. You're listening to You Got Work, as usual. And today we got two awesome rappers. I kind of already gave you the format. Dab Marino and Bobby B. Blunt. Two awesome, dope-ass rappers from SoCal. You're both from SoCal, right?
Yeah.
That's good. So what's up, man? So, yeah, let's just go ahead and get started, man. Spit some game.
All right. Basically, I'm Dab Marino. I'm 23. I live in Long Beach, California. I'm up here in San Francisco just kind of networking and seeing what kind of stuff I can lock down. I got a tour coming up next month with a big artist from Chicago. I mean, actually, it's the end of this month. Time has flown right past me. Starting the 19th of February, me and Tay 600 are going to be on tour and going from basically Southern California to NorCal. Last Saturday, I just performed at a sold-out event called the Meltdown Festival with Dizzy Wright, and that was actually my 152nd event total for last year. I finished off my full year of shows. That's my first year performing as a rap artist. I used to be in a lot of metal and hardcore bands, and I took a break between the time I was around 18 and between 17 to 19 more, so I was just not doing anything with music. And then, I just kind of put my interest in instrumental stuff and beats and just kind of found my passion through rapping. But I'm a performing artist. I record. I'm a songwriter. I entertain. I host events. And I'm a big-time cannabis advocate. Dab Marino is a play on words for Dan Marino from the Miami Dolphins, you know. But dabs are... basically, like, super hash, just concentrated cannabits.
Fill us in on that. It's become a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's a huge fad, and honestly, it blew up really quick. It's basically extracting in the most aggressive form as far as what you're pulling out of the plant. You do use a solvent. It is hazardous and flammable. It's a lot more work put into it than an ice water hash. And that's right. Dabs. It's got its big rage behind it, probably for the potency and the fact that it can have so many different types of appearances. And people are mistaking it for other things because a lot of the time it's smoked with a blowtorch and kind of intimidates people from it. But that's my form of medication. I have kidney stones on top of a really high tolerance.
At 23 years old, kidney stones.
I used to manage a smoke shop, and I would sit around and just drink energy drinks back to back to back. Whoa. And I'm pretty sure that would be a huge contributor.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you ever rap about the kidney stones?
No, I rap about getting stoned. I have all kinds of music. You know, you can find videos of me online taking. Rappers like Yuck Mouth and stuff, and him challenging Wiz Khalifa to come out dab me, and it didn't happen because nobody wanted to deal with taking a big dab from a nobody and me winning. But my social media, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dab Marino. It's DABMARINO 710. It's not MORENO. A lot of people get it confused just by how it sounds. My SoundCloud link is just soundcloud.com/DabMarino. I'll be uploading a bunch of new music soon, releasing a couple songs. Going to have my first stuff up on iTunes, doing major tours this year. So I'm trying to just put the pedal to the metal, invest in myself as much as possible, and continue the network. If you're an artist out there and you're listening and you want to know what you can do, I've been basically co-signed by legends in the West Coast and with California and hip hop in general, as far from like Yuck Mouth, Goldie Loke, Trey D, Rapping Forte. You know, a lot of them have done a lot of stuff for us. And I'm a young artist, and on top of that, I'm a young white rap artist, so
yeah,
I have to make sure that what I'm doing is professional, and I have to put a lot of effort into it, and I have a strong fan base that I fuck with so heavily, because they do a lot for me. They keep me going, whether I play a show for one person or 1,000 people, I do not mind, because I'm getting an opportunity to market myself and show my brand, and if I don't put anything into myself, who's going to put something into me?
Exactly.
You know, if I don't help myself, who's going to help me? And I think, just like every business, it's an investment. You only get what you're going to put out into it. If you don't market, you'll never have a product. You can't get capital if nobody wants to capitalize on you.
Yeah. Who are some of your inspirations as far as getting into the game?
It's weird because, like I said, I used to be in, like, death metal bands and hardcore bands, and my nickname growing up was Pig Squeals, because I did all this pig squealing vocals and stuff from, like, bands you would have heard, like, Whitechapel and, like, Job for a Cowboy. And then I was also into, like, hardcore punk and stuff, like, just old-school punk bands from, like, adolescence. And then I would get into, like, Gorilla Biscuits, and then it would get into harder stuff. Like, I got into Agnostic Front and Cold as Life. And, you know, I just moved on to looking for, like, melodic metal and stuff like that. Yeah. And technical death metal, like I listened to a lot of Wormed and stuff that just didn't have vocals because there was nothing you could vocalize to something at that point, and it just never got heavy enough for me. So I got out of that. I got into dubstep and trap beats that they started putting in their dubstep mixes. I was like, oh shit. And I started just kind of freestyling at events and just being all fucked up at raves and stuff like that with my friends, or riding around in the car. Everybody was just going through this dubstep kick. So I'd start making mixes of dubstep songs and just rapping over them. And then I was like, dude, like, I love this sound. Like, I love 808s. I love alternating hi-hats and snares that are just smacking. Like, this is great. Like, some of the patterns I'd hear, and I'd be like, man, this reminds me of hardcore. I'd be like, dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun. But then I hear that just in the middle of a rave that mixed up with, like, crazy synths. And I was like, whoa, okay, I can do something like this. I can do something like this. So, you know, I don't really have many artists that I look up to as far as rap and hip hop and stuff like that go. I have a lot of artists I respect for their grind and the way their foundation is built, the way they market. Like, some of these artists and stuff, like, if you look at Soulja Boy, it's a love or hate thing. Yeah. I think the dude has the most intense marketing plan, and that has got people so far. He's on social media. You look all over. I've seen thousands of people with an SODMG tag in their name, and I have homies that mess with them heavily, and my buddy Agoff, Lil E, super good homies, King Chuck, they're just, they market themselves great, dude. And you have to be ready for that. You have
business
to prepare.
Savvy,
people are going to love you or hate you, but as long as you have faith in the product that you are putting out, that's the way I find my inspiration, honestly, because my real inspiration to start doing this was just heavy beats.
Yeah.
Like, most of my music, that No Flowers song is probably like one of more of my mainstream sounding songs.
Yeah, it's good. It slaps.
Super, super good production from my buddy, the Hannibal Hector, with the Nominees out in L.A. I mean, he killed the production on that. Helped me write the hooks and stuff up in the studio and get that dialed in is awesome. It was a great experience working with producers that want to see you succeed. I try and find beats that I'm like, okay, this sounds like something I would have listened to back in the day, like some hardcore music or something. This is awesome. And then I'll just go listen to it, and I'll kind of think of vocal patterns that could have been in metal or something like that. And I have a different
vision like, to it, where you, it's like in your head, it's like, other words, it's in your head. Sorry, folks, that was a big-ass fucking iron steel club. That's how we do it, bitches. No, but what you do is you listen to it, you can hear it before you even create it.
Yeah, like I'll put on a beat and I can kind of, I get a cadence in my head and tones, and even when I'm just freestyling, I'm known for just kind of popping up at shows and getting cyphers going, and just, I love to freestyle, it's a big passion.
No, speaking of that, that's in the title of this episode. We want to hear you guys freestyle. Bobby, you want to get in on this what's your origin story?
Yeah, Bobby from the Valley out here at Temecula, you know what I mean? Just holding down with Dab Marino and my old school homeboy Esther. You know, I've been in the hip hop game for a minute too. RIP, you know, I give all respects to my pops and shit. You know, he was a DJ, you know, and like he influenced me all the way, you know what I mean, from all the house music, you know, to fucking salsa, you know what I mean? I'm Puerto Rican, straight from New York, the Bronx. So, you know, I got fam out there, whatever. It's in my blood, so I've been in hip-hop. I give mad respects to East Coast, West Coast. Been holding down for a long time in a hip-hop rap game, but, you know, I've actually been networking, too. I've been networking, doing my thing ever since, like, MySpace and shit back in long years ago. But, you know, I fuck with kind of who. Been on stage with RZA, you know, Capadonna. Been on stage with a couple, you know, Will affiliates. I got a couple tracks with, you know, some members from Black Knights, West Coast Move. Shout out to Crisis, Rugged Monk. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kinetic Nine, Fuck Killer Army. You know what I mean? I've been doing this shit for a while. So I haven't done a lot of shows. You know what I mean? I had a couple setbacks, but I'm here to make a comeback. You feel me? Bobby B. Blunt, smoke big blunts. You feel me? I'll make a statement when I show up. So.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking short and sweet. I like that. Fucking sick little bio. All right, would you guys be down? Let's play. You know what? Let's play. That was No Flowers, you heard, folks, from Dad Marino. We're going to play another track of his called Loaded. What's the title?
This one's called Loaded, and unfortunately my buddy that's featured on this song, he couldn't be up here. He's out in Vegas doing some other music stuff before he gets back, and this is going to be a track we release on iTunes.
Okay.
So it's cut down. You're only going to hear like maybe a minute and a half of it, and okay. I'm actually cutting off his verse because I don't want to release it without his permission.
Gotcha.
So we just got the hook on here and a verse on it. And again, I'm Dab Marino, soundcloud.com/DabMarino if you want to check out some more of my music.
And this is called Loaded. This is called Loaded.
Produced by Red
Vision. Flowers. This one's called Loaded, folks. Let's take a little minute and a half, minute 47 to be exact, and listen to a dope track. Here we go.
God damn, I'm loaded. Sipping all this lean, I'm losing my focus. I've been screaming out, Lordy, I'm loaded. Smoking, think we got an addiction. Your dick riding on my denim, now it's causing some friction. I'm having visuals, watch me defile all the physics. My OG rap, leave yours a fever like Eddie Hepburn. That shit for bitches, team fire keeping us on like cats. One hit of this wax will have you rolling off of your ass. Club light shine on a slab of shatter like it's be dead. Now I'm elevated like Appalachian. Put it together just like a compilation. I'm too loaded to have this conversation. Stuck with all of these questions, this ain't an application. Hope all of us make it to our destination. My team be loaded, keep it tight, that's dedication. And this candle, I swear that I'm levitating. Got to see how people out with my medication. God damn, I'm loaded. Sipping all this lean, I'm losing my focus. I've been screaming out, Lordy, I'm loaded. God damn, I'm loaded. Sipping all this lean, I'm losing my focus. I've been screaming out, Lordy, I'm loaded.
Wow, dude. That was a nice track, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad y'all like
that slaps, man. So, I mean, would either one of y'all be down to hit a freestyle?
Yeah, is there a way we can pull up a beat or some shit?
Is it yours? Is it copyrighted? Okay, I want Blog Talk Radio. Speaking of which, hit me up at Twitter, Xnygma, Exnygma, Xnygma, Nygma. Instagram, Essler, Esslar. I'm trying to up my game on the Instagram thing. I got on there kind of late, folks. I don't take a lot of pictures or anything like that, but it's time to get up on there and get some followers. Bobby, what's your IG?
IG, Triple B's Worldwide.
Triple B's Worldwide. Instagram, you got a Twitter?
Yeah, well, just to definitely, I want to put a little extra on that. It's triple with the BZ, triple BZ.
No apostrophe?
No apostrophe.
So TRIPLEBZ.
Yeah, it's worldwide.
Worldwide.
There it is. And yours is, once again?
Dab, DAB, Marino.
Get up on there.
MARINO. So at Dab Marino 710. And that 710 is for. 710, obviously. That's oil upside down. If you guys hadn't caught on to that yet.
There it is.
I love to dab.
There it is. Cool. Right on.
Yeah, pull up the flash drive.
Yeah. Oh, the flash drive that we got in here already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's doable. Let's see what we... spit some more game while I bring this up. So that is dead air.
Yeah, so... I got a couple big shows coming up, as I was saying, with Chicago's artist Tay 600. You can check him out on YouTube. I think he has probably about 4 million views by now. We have a combined following of like 60,000, and we're looking for a venue up here in the San Francisco, Oakland, Fresno areas. If anybody can help out, please reach out to us through Instagram. Bobby, you want to tell them a little bit more about you?
Yeah. All day, you know what I mean? You can catch me on SoundCloud. So I'm on SoundCloud, Bobby B. Blunt.
SoundCloud, Bobby B. Blunt.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. I got a couple of YouTube videos that I just popped off. I'm actually dropping the mixtape February 15th. You can catch me dropping another one probably a couple months after that, working on my EP, you know what I mean, just solidizing all my features and shit, trying to come correct in the game, because, you know, you don't come correct, you just shouldn't even come at all, you feel me? So... I'm trying to just lay my shit down, real professionals, and be in the back of the team. So, anyways, y'all look us up, show some love, you feel me? We got this. We're trying to. All right.
So, this track is called Smartphone.
So, hey, but yeah,
there's a hook on this already, and it's a song you can find on my SoundCloud. But due to copyright issues, it's one of the only beats I can play right now for us. I'm gonna rap a verse that's not a real verse. My buddy T-Bud produced this, so I'll come in after this hook. I'm in the bay, this is SF and I'm jet set. Looking for me, got a torch with me. I ride around, got the Porsche with me. Like Snoop Kid, got the porch. I roll around in my rocking chair. To me, you do not compare. Roll around, I can chop your hair. This is off the top like a bullet. Roll around, we can pull it. I'm overlapping, that's the old vocal. If you come at me and my point is vocal, I'm so local. Got a snotty nose and that's more mofos. You come at me, you call me to move around campus with you, put your hotos. I'm gone, flash like a photo. On my shirt, horse got a polo. Wanna hang with me, you gotta come dab with us. You don't like the oil though, damn. I rap with soil though, damn. You smoke the foil, bro. Honestly, you need to shut your mouth. When I can roll around, I can shut him out. Looking for me, this eye dab. Ask me if I'm mad. Get chopped off to the chopping block. And I can freeze ass like an otter pop. Honestly, they don't got the guap. Conversations, I don't want to talk cause I'm too high. And I can fuck my bitch off that I want to tooth tie gang.
You heard it here first, folks.
Oh!
What? Smartphone.
I think I'm walking out of the mic. you dumb bitches. You know, leave your ass on them. Let me pull up another beat because this one's about to come in with the actual verse on it. In that same folder, there was a song called Barry. Hit that top one.
Here we go, folks. Yeah. Switching over to Barry. That was Smartphone. Here we go.
This is just going to be a plain beat right here that the buddy Schizo beats. Me and RG made a song to this.
Oh, another sick
so,
beat.
Let's see what we can get.
Folks,
on
you
right
might
here.
Get blessed today. You might get a special rap from D himself.
Hey, what's that rap about for him?
Oh, man. Here we go. Diamond.
I'm rapping about diamonds. I got me a mind. If this shit was dope, you would snort you a line. And I'm trying to relax, so let me recline. If you're trying to fuck with me, intercourse, you get denied. Call that shit decline. And me, I've been hitting some dabs out of Klein. I'm buzzing like oil, loud over be hot. But me, I'm allergic. That liquor, I'm swerving. Shining like diamonds, I put them all up in my wrist like veils. Couldn't find me with a needle of bells. Couldn't find stacks of hay. Honestly, I had some homies, most passed away. Flipping some packs today. I got some rings on me like I'm Shab Barank. Slapping today. Got gas in my tank. Stay with me. I take that K with a K and I'm resting today. URIP and I told them right there that they could desecrate. And I'm high levitate. I medicate. Asking my mind. I'm not the same. And I do this shit here while destroying the game. And I'm smoking on fire. You're waxed with pain. Damn. I'm Dan Marino. Up near Mendocino. Posted in SF. Trying to come do this shit, you could go do it right there, but get left where you step at. This is not where you sleeping, my team out here creeping, cause we're trying to eat us. Honestly, I think you with it, boy, I'm not gonna baby the game, I won't give it a fetus.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Man, honestly,
I'm telling you, man.
I just like to get high and freestyle.
This is what it's about.
You go give him something?
Getting down. I'm waiting for Bobby D.
Bobby D.
To get up in here. Come up in here on his mic.
I'm just waiting.
You got about a minute 31 left.
Yeah, fuck the time. I don't need no limit. Sky's the limit, no, I'm infinite. And I've been buzzing like trees. They right in front of my house when I trap like God. I hold down for my squad. Shout out to Memphis, Mississippi. They large. They skinning that bread to the mail. I'm copping this sweat. Yeah, I've been there, done that, I've been on the road, got trapped, got locked, got out. They can't even stop, I've been on my hobby, been on this shit since I was a young kid. Kit Kat, all your niggas Kit Kat, I break them off like this, that. Do whatever I want, just get my cheddar. And I don't need a really boss, I don't really need to be a boss, cause I do that all on my own, I toss these souls. Get that cash. Get that dough, I smoke blunts all day long. Yeah, Triple B's full wide on the scene.
Yeah.
Catch me
unreal.
Anywhere, anytime.
I'm last on the bar. That's right, I come through with battle wounds and battle scars. You all know who this be. I be the host, and I also be the MC, producer. I got 23 seconds left, and I'm coming through like Medusa. Wrapping you up, coiled up, spat you out like a carcass. What's up? You know, my name ain't Jamarcus, so I don't sell that scissor, but I come through and, you know, I got you all up tied up in a knot.
Hey.
Oh, shit. If I had a few more seconds, I would have wrapped it up.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Okay, but, you know, that's another sick beat right there.
It's a beat?
Yeah, it's a beat. Like, you know, let's
yeah.
You know, this guy is called Jail. That's Tough Money, 2006, Anticon Records. The song is called WMB.
It's just instrumental?
WMD. I don't think so. Actually, you know what? It's not an instrumental. He's about to keep him for the verse right here.
Man, I think we should give him some more fire.
Yeah, we should. I think we should. Because that's starting to get kind of hot.
Yeah, I can buy who it is. Man, I just took a fat dad.
Yeah, that guy's good. That guy's that's a good track too. Yeah, but where were we? Oh yeah, freestyling. But is he just wilding out?
It's gonna be out here in the Bay though. Yeah, definitely is gonna be out here.
Yeah, so good, man. Bay Area is a good hub, man, for music, all types of music.
all types
shout
of venues, all
Bay,
types of shows.
Yeah.
Well,
y'all.
Oakland, you know, just found out today that Santa Rosa has some awesome venues that we have.
Yeah, it's called
out.
The Phoenix.
So, yeah, a place called Phoenix in Santa Rosa. So we're definitely going to check that out.
Anybody wants to hit me up today in the area, I will be here trying to network. If you have any info that could be shared with me or you want to hang out and just come share some knowledge, chop it up, show us around, feel free to hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at DabMarino710. I appreciate it. I network and interact with everybody. I love meeting new people,
yep.
Adventuring. If you like fishing, let's slay fish. I'm serious. Let's slay aquatic mammals together.
Yeah.
Let us go.
Yeah, don't forget to peep me out too, Bobby.
That's the way to do it, man.
Bobby.
Be cool. Be cool and meet people and spread the love, spread the joy of and the awesomeness of music and hip-hop.
I heard about this place called Green Door out here that I have to go check out since I'm a cannabis enthusiast and medical patient.
The dispensary hub. There's a lot of places.
Yeah, what other spots?
You got Green Cross and Green Door.
Yeah, you make love without your card. Better get your recommendation now.
you got MetaThrive and Feel Good.
I'm excited to be up here where it's sad that most of the greenhouse flower up here looks better than some people's indoor.
Yeah.
Southern California.
Well, that's how it is. You know, it's Northern California is kind of. I mean, as far as microbrews and marijuana or cannabis or whatever you want, about wine even, you know.
I noticed a couple wineries as well.
They
walked around today.
We've got good bread maker, you know, bakeries and stuff. It's a hub for awesome stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, it rivals Chicago and New York as far as food and stuff like that. Maybe not as good as certain places, you know. But definitely, as far as marijuana goes, it's better than a lot of places that have legalized marijuana. You know, like Colorado and what have you. You know, I would bet that our cannabis is better than theirs. You know?
Ain't nothing like no baby.
I mean, that's generalizing,
big baby buds.
Absolutely. Any more beats you want to play or anything like that for these folks? Anything else you want to talk about? I know these folks are multifaceted folks. These are diverse individuals. They're not just into music and hip-hop. These are smart, talented dudes that are very much aware of what's going on in the political arena and economic arena, and they understand, you know, that it's a rat race. It's every man for himself, but at the same time, we're all in this together, you know? So,
definitely.
Any other topics you want to flesh out or delve into? Anything that's on your mind?
I think Bobby wants to try.
Oh, that's right. You know what, dude? Let's play it. Is that your YouTube?
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. You know what, folks? We're going to bring up a SoundCloud.
Oh, my fellow brother and sister.
What's the name, Bobby?
Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. B dot B L U N T.
Like, I didn't know that.
That's where the triple B's.
That's the triple B's. I'm better than the Business Bureau.
Where am I looking at?
Better than the Business Bureau. That is BTB, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I am better.
No, I'm just fucking.
Here we go. Okay, all these tracks. Which track you want me to play?
We can play. Man, let's lay some with the actual some stuff that I actually got over here. Start a fire.
Here we go. Start a fire, folks. This track is called Start a Fire. SoundCloud. Follow him. Bobby B Blunt. B O B B Y. B dot B L U N T. Here we go.
Get it.
Triple the B's, triple the degrees, black belly, black weapon, black. black women, black lesbians, Latin women, and Caucasians. Shout out to my baby, that's from the city to the G-Wagon. Yeah, Zaggies, they put it out. What the fuck you're thinking about? Yeah, like on the shit, I got him away from the night. Not ready, he's a child. I'm down on the high, I'm in here. And murder bitches, yeah. I'm a fire starter, start a fire. Find me squad, yeah. I'm a start a fire. I'm a fire starter, start a fire. I'm a squad, yeah. Yeah, my metal, my bitch, when I talk, she spit. I'm a top that thing, drop that thing. When if you in reach, I squeeze.
Play
that song. If the sticky, I bleed. Many may come, many gon' leave. I'm superficial, superstition ain't an issue. And I'm pistol with you. Snatch your soul from your body. Posing your body, body. I'm gonna throw it all along and take me down, take me down. I highly doubt, never break down. Roll on them, I'm smoking the cloud. Puffing the loud, puffing the pound. Breaking it down. And we'll walk in on them, vibe on them, ride or die on them. Keep it live on them, on the block on them, on the street. And yeah, let's fight for living in the mountain. Yeah, I'm thirsty, but actually, we'll walk in on it. We'll walk in on it. I try to tell them, I told them. I was pulling on that big weight, and I was never pulling on I'ma start a fire up in here. I heard the bitches down to the ground. I'ma fire starter, start a fire. Find the squad even the odds. I'ma start a fire up in here. I heard the bitches down to the ground. I'ma fire starter, start a fire. Even the squad even the odds.
Hey, what's your side, Bobby? What's that called? Start a fire? Yeah, y'all can find that on SoundCloud. Hey, the SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Bobby-B-Blunt. Yo, so, hey, I'm sure by now you guys gathered that I'm a stoner and I'm into trippy shit and stuff like that, but I'm from San Francisco. And I know a lot of people up in the Bay are really big on Deadheads and Acid and Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead and stuff like that in general. And I got this song right here called Jerry Garcia, and I dedicated to, you know, I lost a lot of people in the last 2 years that were really close to me. My wife actually committed suicide about a year ago and all kinds of shit, man. I lost my best friend to heroin overdose, and I think everybody right here can relate to this one a little bit because of the RIP. Song's called Jerry Garcia. Be happy that you got to share the time you did with the people that are dead, and don't get depressed and mourn it. Dad Marino, Jerry Garcia.
For the dead, I'm grateful to be watching. For the dead, I'm grateful to be watching. For the dead, I'm grateful to be Garcia. 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 For the dead, I'm grateful. So bear with me. And if I die right now, I hope that you would bear with me. Most my homies died, so they're no longer here with us. They like to fuck you up like Jehovah's Prayer witness. We chugging that cognac, bear with me, that cognac. Real do me no phony cat, and all I see is Jerome's ass. Your location, how to get? Yo, bitch, I ain't gonna smack. You say that you got bad, stop your problems, then I gas. I'm smoking loud, I'm dabbing black. Claim to say you know this cat is way to remote my homie back. Torch and lip, I'm taking back. Lots of ones I love the most. It's like something to love my toast. To the ones I get my memory with and took me again as ghost. People rad to see you bail and suffering. So just rock and roll. Life is fucking deep. Stay down until you watch your soul. Still be reunited and we take over the throne. Barely Jerry Garcia, my heart's totally stolen. For the dead, I'm grateful to be Garcia. For the dead, I'm grateful to be Garcia.
Ah.
You juggle these things? I keep knocking over juggling stuff.
They're like 5 pounds each.
Oh, no, they're for shoulder exercise.
Oh.
Yeah, there it is.
Motherfucker's pranking me over here.
That was the one. That was another dope track. So, folks, you have gotten a lot of free, awesome music today. So I hope you're, you know, you're appreciative and excited. And for new hip hop, you know, new cats coming down the pike, and hopefully they're gonna, you know, infiltrate, you know, the game, and make, you know, a piece of it their own, and get a slice of that, you know, proverbial pie, you know what I mean? For sure.
Moving on to that primordial ooze. So. I appreciate all of you hanging around and listening and checking this out. If you want to share the links with your friends from the Blog Talk Radio page or anything like that, check it out at a later date if you weren't able to catch it.
Yeah, for sure. You're not, because this is an impromptu show done at lunch hour on a Monday, folks. So a lot of you listen to the show on delay anyway, so I'm assuming that's what you're going to do, especially when you see the title. A lot of shows, like the one that we did a few weeks ago with Patrick Keegan, What Women Want, What Do Women Want. That show is still getting listeners. So a lot of you, you know, like to trickle in, you know, when you got the time, and I appreciate that. Do your thing. Follow the show. Follow these guys and follow me. You know, hate to plug it, you know, or give you so many gratuitous plugs throughout the show, but, you know, we really are trying to get each of our own hypes off the ground and out of a train station, so to speak. So that is why we do what we do. You know what I mean? Anything else you guys want to? We got a few minutes. We got like 7 minutes left here. If you guys want to, talk about anything else. This show, we tangentially speak about anything sports. I mean, the Super Bowl was yesterday.
I've been seeing all kinds of controversies on my timeline about how it's rigged, and even with a name like Dad Marino, I don't follow sports anymore.
Yeah, you know, I follow some sports, you know. I only follow team sports if my teams aren't.
I miss all the winners.
At least he admits it. A lot of people don't admit that.
Bobby Bandwagon Blood. That's what we have a piece for, huh, Mr. Man?
Wherever my blood's going to smoke it, I'll be burning it. You know what I mean?
There it is. Right on, man. You know, we were watching some sick videos of that this morning and yesterday about aliens hovering over Russia.
All that was this morning.
Yeah, we were in Google. Yes. Folks, Google pyramid hovering over Russia, or Russian, or pyramid, you know, spacecraft over Russia or whatever.
Yeah, it
happened a few years ago.
It's amazing.
It was there all morning, all night. It was absolutely amazing. Of course, there have been so many things that have happened like that the government ignores, and they just don't even try to explain, but it's fun to watch. People catch them on videos. That's what's so fun about being in the age of technology, you know, because they can ignore things all they want and not put out press releases all they want, but fools are catching things on their camera and saving them, and, you know, that's good enough for me, you know. I just want to see some shit.
So, I want to bear witness, right?
So who do you guys think is going to be president in 2016?
Man. It's going to be Antichrist, probably.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. Okay, never mind.
What's the guy named? Ron Paul? RuPaul, yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, who knows, you know? We are a progressive nation. RuPaul could, you know, perhaps.
Oh, no, that's the wind of the direction.
I mean, good luck to all of them. They say politics is show business and entertainment for ugly people, so, I mean, whatever. Ooh, but is that bad?
I'm not involved in politics. I'm ugly as sin.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. Yeah, that was terrible.
I'm ugly as sin.
Yeah. That's why we all have faces for radio.
He just called me a politician.
We all, oh, jeez.
Asshole. I mean, wait, either you call politicians ugly or you call the ugliest politicians.
Yeah,
either way.
Yeah, talk about,
it's a double entendre that nobody wants to deal with right now.
Seriously. I think that's all we got, folks, in the tank. Shout out to everyone out there who will listen and or is listening or what have you. Thank you so very much. You guys take it easy. Happy Valentine's Day if I don't holler. Yep. Oh.
I have one last shout out for the people here that, that are medical patients. I have some really, really, really cool, interesting sponsor. And it's called Hygasm.
Oh,
and it's medicated personal lubricant.
Oh.
Hey, and
hey,
it works for men and women.
That's the way to end it.
For oral, vaginal or anal intercourse, massages. You can eat it. This stuff is literally awesome. And if you guys haven't had a chance to check it out yet, I suggest that you look into it. And thank you to them and Can Elixir and Can of Strips for hooking me up with the awesome samples.
Yeah,
because I got to try that stuff out. I've got to try their other lines and stuff like that as far as their edibles. And I actually have some stuff that I can leave if anyone's interested too. So this is
awesome.
You
want me leaving it with
awesome.
Me?
And I'm happy to be up here. I hope one day we can be back, and if you guys get the chance to come check out a show between the 19th and 22nd, that's when we are scheduled to be up here.
No websites or anything? Just Instagram, right?
You have any websites? I just use Instagram,
okay.
SoundCloud, and
that's
Twitter.
That's like what everyone's doing.
I
want to get him on that Squarespace stuff. Squarespace, you know, you can create a really good website.
I don't see many artists taking advantage of an actual website that's not something linked to a Tumblr nowadays.
Yeah, right. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Because Tumblr has domain linking to
everybody
where you can
see us live in action. Anyway.
Yeah.
You were going to get into a Photoshop, you know, photos,
great.
Live videos.
But I'll have a website soon, I think, with a major release or something like that. Like a full album, I'll definitely get a full interactive website, maybe an application or something like that for fans. Interactive.
YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Right on. Yeah, man.
Let's smoke one, actually.
Yeah, it's just, no.
I'm down, Bob.
Dab
Marina.
Cigarette or what? Are you guys talking about smoking over here?
No.
Well, I'm not staying here forever, man.
You character.
I got a good
vape. A good vape. E-cig.
Oh, yeah. What about those e-cigs becoming more and more illegal? How about that?
Yeah, well, I live in Long Beach, and I'm in L.A. all the time, and that's what they were trying to imply, like, one of the big bands, but didn't work well. There's still a vape shop on every corner.
Yeah.
And everybody walking down the street vaping.
Yeah.
I personally think that's going to lead to a pneumonia epidemic.
Woo! Really?
It was polluting the air for you.
It's just vapor. You're putting water vapor in your lungs.
Okay.
I think some of these people smoke so excessively that it could lead to something like that.
Wow, look at that. We got some smart guys here, folks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they've already done that story on the lead pellets, that some of the cheaper products, like the cheaper e-cigarettes and stuff that people are smoking and burning the atomizers out of, the ones that aren't the juices that they're putting directly on the cotton and stuff like that, they've been pulling, like, metal pellets out of lungs, like a very, very small metal pellet from disposed use. You can find the story through the internet. It's
credible
sources.
Credible sources, okay, because
yeah.
That's my very next question. Because you see this guy? Well, I just met this guy within the last, like, 24 hours, folks, and he's already answering questions before I ask, you know, before I ask him. So that's a good sign.
That's
a good sign of a good character, folks.
Yeah,
okay, good music, awesome dude. Dudes, we're gonna pluralize.
Ugly with a great personality, ladies.
Oh my goodness, that's
that
the best
bad.
Kind of person.
No, I'm not that bad. Look at it.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh my goodness. So we're gonna go out with we're going out with "Safe from Harm," an old Massive Attack song that I like very, very much. So
1 minute countdown.
1 minute countdown, folks. And I'm just rambling because. I feel really, really good for some odd reason. I won't say why, but I will spell it out for you. It's a D-A-B. That's all I will say.
Good evening. Have a good night.
Good day, good night, good luck.
Yeah. Anybody know, see you tomorrow.
This is Tom Brokaw signing off. This is Daryl Reed, ESPN.
This is Dab Marino. I'm a dabaholic.
All right, folks. Peace. Stay easy. Have a good week. Happy Monday. Happy Hump Day. Happy Friday.
Hump today.
Hump all the days.
It's funny.
6 ways from Sunday. Peace.